Thank you so much, Mary Jo. All right, today we will hear a talk on steps 6 and 7. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character, and 7, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. So please help me give a warm welcome to Sharon from Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Come on in, Sharon.
Good afternoon, family. My name is Sharon and I am a recovered alcoholic. My sobriety date is September 26, 2016. I have a sponsor. He has a sponsor. I sponsor men and women. And what that means is I walk them through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous line by line. And they sit down and they write a fourth step and the fifth step, we talk. 6 and 7, we give it to God. 8 and 9, we go clean up. Step 10. That's where we grow for effectiveness and understanding. And 11, we try to continue to develop this relationship with this higher power, right? And we continue. And then 12, right? Three parts, right? As a result of the 12 steps, right? I get to do this, right? As a result, I get to carry this message. And then I get to practice these principles in all of my affairs. Three parts of step 12. If you're new to Alcoholics Anonymous, welcome. Welcome, welcome. They told me to jump all the way in and sit all the way down, and my life will change. And that has been my experience. If you're new here, there's a few things, a couple of things you need. I would strongly suggest you have a sobriety date. It's yours. Hold on to it. Okay, the gift. Get yourself a sponsor, a guide, somebody who understands what this thing is about, right? Because we have this program of recovery here. And if you don't really, know what we're talking about, that's a guide. Because I may say some stuff that you're gonna be like, what is she talking about? Get yourself a guide, right? And get yourself a home group. This is a lovely home group. They meet here 5 days a week at noon, right? Get yourself a home group. Get yourself a couple of friends, right? They have some numbers in the chat. And get some service. And service can look like anything right now. You can call up somebody, call up three drunks a day. Service. Help us, right? All right. So step 6, right? So I thank you so much, Sherry, for asking me to speak on this. So we're fresh off the fifth step, right? So this is how it was done with me. I sat down with my sponsor, I did a fifth step, and I shared all of this stuff. I shared the stuff that I didn't even think I was going to share. How about that, right? And then at the time, my sponsor's writing down some stuff as I'm speaking. And I don't know, really what's going on, but I get to talk about all of this inventory and these stories come out, right? Because I got some stories, right? Let me tell you why they did this to me and why I'm mad, right? So my sponsor, this person who is knowledgeable of this process and who's gone through it, sits down with me and kind of works it out, and they start writing these objectionable behaviors that I've done. And we and like this person kind of starts looking for these patterns, right? And some of the ways where I don't even see that I'm selfish or I'm self-seeking or all of this stuff. And then after we do that, they tell me to go home, sit for 1 hour, and review what I just did. What did I just do? I got all of this paperwork I've been writing. I got all of this stuff in front of me. So I review this. And then after the hour, I thank God from the bottom of my heart that I know I'm better. All right. And then from there, right, I check off and I'm like, did I leave anything out? Like, is there something I need to call my sponsor about? And if I am satisfied that I think I got everything, I think I told everything, and I'm on page 76 in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. If we can answer to our satisfaction, we then look at step 6. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready to let God remove from us all things which we have admitted are objectionable? Can he now take all of them, everyone? If we still cling to something, we will not let go. We ask God to help us be willing. All right, I said a lot of words. One of the words was willingness. What does that look like? Willingness, right? And get your dictionary out for me. Willingness is saying yes when I don't understand, saying yes when I don't know why. Like if you're new here, like it's just saying yes, like I don't want to, I don't want to. Like in my mind, in my brain, I'm like, no. Out of my mouth comes yes. And I don't know what's on the other side of that. And there's been some magical things on the other side of my yeses, especially when I wanted to say no. So I say yes, right? And then it says, are we now ready to have God remove from us all things that I have admitted? Who did I admit to? To God. This is my fifth step. To God, to another human being, and to myself. The things that are objectionable. Now let's look at that word, objectionable, right? What does that mean, objectionable? So as I'm doing my fourth step writing, there's some behaviors that I've done, and I don't know, right? Sometimes I lied a little bit. I was a little bit controlling, a little bit manipulative. Like in one part of my life, these things were just my regular life. Today, they don't line up with the principles that I live by. They are now objectionable. One, like an action that I've always done, right? Never thought twice about it. And now all of a sudden it becomes objectionable. It doesn't sit well with my soul. I need to admit that they're objectionable. The fact that you think it's objectionable is not good enough. I have to admit that these behaviors are objectionable. So, and I am going to go into a quick story, right? So having done this work, and I hang around with people that continuously do this work. And when I say this work, when I am disturbed, I am told to write about it. Let's inventory the stuff. Let's see what's going on, right? Because it's not you, it's me. Why am I disturbed? Why am I disturbable? Why am I disturbed? What's up, Sharon? Right? I heard somebody say, somebody pushed my buttons. The idea is not to not have somebody push my buttons, not have any buttons to push. Ouch. What an ideal, right? So I look at these objectionable behaviors, right? So around my fourth year, I just like, and this is not even a justification or rationalization, right? This is just some facts. My best friend just died. All of a sudden, I went from like grieving and mourning to running around and doing crazy behaviors. I know they're crazy behaviors because I did a fourth step and a fifth step, and my sponsor was like, these are crazy behaviors. These objections, right? So we started to talk about this stuff. And I said, hey, God, take it. Because it sounded like a good thing at the time. However, right? If I become disturbable or something is not sitting, if I am not spiritually fit, I start to grab on some things. So there's three things that I'll grab onto, right? That'll like give me some ease and comfort from this spiritual malady. Right. First thing is God. That's what I should always go to. But I can tell you, I can be honest that God is not always my first choice, especially when I'm trying to manage and fix and control. Right. So the second thing is drugs or alcohol. Right. So, or one of those objectionable behaviors. Sometimes I get ease and comfort in that. So I grab onto this objectionable behavior that I've done, and it's cracking me, right? I'm running around and I'm doing this thing and I feel dishonest, but I'm doing this thing and I'm like powerless and I'm looking at this thing and I can't stop doing the thing and I'm showing up to AA and I want to back myself out of AA. And then finally, because I could not live with it anymore. And it's funny because my sponsor says to me, until you exhausted all of your third alternatives, what else can I use? Right? What else can I use? Can I go shopping? Can I spend money? Can I have a lot of sex? Can I date a bunch? Like, what else can I use? And until all of those things are exhausted, right? Then I might be sitting right in front of a drink. What a scary place for a drunk like me to be. Right? Because I know the answer is God. That's the solution. Right? So I'm running around and I'm doing this objectionable behavior and it doesn't sit well with my soul. Thank God for Alcoholics Anonymous and thank God for sponsorship. And I tried to back out. My sponsor was like, no, you're going to jump all the way in and sit all the way down. And then I start doing this inventory and I start looking at this stuff. And I tell my sponsor and I'm like, hey. And he's like, but what did God say about this? Like, what's coming up in prayer? And my prayers changed. Everything changed. Right? I didn't want to talk about it. I was ashamed. Everything changed. Everything. And I started doing this thing and I was like, man, how did I get there? I was like at 5 years sobriety and I'm at this thing. I'm at this point. And so I do the work around it. And what is the work? The work for me is doing the inventory, sitting down, and I'm like, God, please take this. God, please take this. God, please take this. I don't want to live with this thing, right? And when I'm in pain, I'm like, God, take everything, right? But when I'm out of pain, what happens then? And I'll tell you what happened, right? So I'm running around, I'm doing this thing. All of a sudden, I start to listen, and I sit down with God, and I do this, I do the work, and part of the work is giving it to God and then talking about it, right? So this is my, like, I gotta, you know, my worst assets or my worst times become an asset. So I start doing that in a general way, and I move from that thing, that objectionable behavior, right? That objectionable behavior. And it says, like, it falls from us. And I think in the 12 and 12, they have some really descriptive things, right? And I hear a lot of times people saying Alcoholics Anonymous, like, you don't lose your defects and blah, 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 right? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I will tell you that I will get opportunities, and I've been given opportunities by God, because I have 30 seconds between that self-will and God's will. And it's like, what are you going to do, Sharon? And I will tell you that objectionable behavior came back. Came back. Came back. And I'm going to say, I walked around it, and I was like, do I want to dance? Right? And I know, I like, there's people that say, like, follow the tape through. What tape? What tape? Right? Because I'm here and now, right? Like, I'm here right now. I don't see a tape. I'm walking around this thing. I'm walking around this thing. And I don't dance, but the emotional pull that it had on me, not dancing, this objectionable behavior, right? This objectionable behavior that it had on me, not dancing. So I will tell you this, what happened. The first time I was at a 10, I was all the way in, right? 10, all the way in, quiet, pulled up, right? This time I was probably at a 7, 8. I told my sponsor quicker, right? And something else happened. The first time, I was more concerned what you thought about me. This time, I was more concerned what I felt. Like, it was something in my soul. It was something in me. It says, when this thing is objectionable to me, again, not to you. Because you can have, like, me and you can have different objectionable behaviors, right? Like, I don't know. And it's not even a code of morals and values, right? Like, this objectionable behavior to me. So, you know, I was able to move through it, right? And went to God. The same practice, the stuff doesn't stop. It's the same steps, right? I do the same steps. And what happens is it starts to look a little different. I'm not at a 10, I'm at a 7, 7.5, right? And I'm like, phew. Because my people told me the first time, you're about to get drunk. My therapist was like, I am licking a bottle. What? That's a scary place for a real alcoholic. I can't afford that. This gift has been too beautiful for me to drink again. So, right? I don't dance, the thing emotionally pulled. Oh my God. Something just happened today. Wait till I tell you the full story. So check this out. So fast forward, right? Fast forward a couple of years. A couple of years. This objectionable behavior looks different. A whole different package. A whole different package. A couple of years. Again, I get this opportunity from God. I get this opportunity from God. And the opportunity says, hey. And I will tell you, so I went from a 10 to a 7.5. This time, your girl was like at a 1. And I'm gonna tell you what happened. The thing comes to me. I'm like, I think I know what this is, right? I think I know what this is. And it's so funny, like these thoughts, right? This time it lasts 24 hours, 24 hours. And it comes to me. And I say, I go to a friend and I say, hey, this is the deal. And I am honest. I am straight honest. And they say, it's funny, I'm straight honest, but I'm still like, just maybe. And they're like, are you kidding me? And I was like, yeah, that can't happen. And then it comes to me and it says something, and I say, I'm sorry, this doesn't line up with my spiritual principles. I cannot do this. Don't worry, it's not you, it's me. Those are not even my words. I've never said those words in my entire life. But I've never been faced with objectionable behavior that I've done and said those words in my entire life. And then I will tell you what happened around in the brain, like the mind, like the like this these thoughts, right? Like and they tell me that the disease centers in my mind. What happened after that was, hey, you can, maybe if this, maybe if that, like these little thoughts popped in the head. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not gonna work. And then poof, it's gone. And the one thing I have today is that exact experience from number one, number two, number three. Check what out, check what happened today. I'm reading my morning meditation, la 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 la, in prayer and meditation, minding my own little business. And something in my meditation says the thought, right? The thoughts that Sharon could have can lead to the actions. The thoughts are a sin. The thoughts are objectionable. The thoughts. And I had some thoughts, right? I had some thoughts. I had some thoughts like last night. And I was like, huh. So I don't do anything with it. But the next thought that comes in, you know what? Just remove everything, right? Because I had some lingering stuff around that thought. And that objectionable behavior. So I remove everything. And I remove it because I get a call from a friend, and a friend is saying, she's saying some truth and some stuff. And the stuff is linked to the things that I was thinking. I hope this doesn't sound crazy, but this is all part of my objectionable behaviors. Right, so these thoughts, and it ended up just removing a thing, and I didn't need a big song and dance, and I didn't need a big show. Today, I can just say, this doesn't serve me, and move on. So these objectionable behaviors, the other 2 weeks ago, I had to do a fourth step, fifth step, six, seven, eight, nine, because I was acting out in some objectionable behaviors. I'm telling people these things don't serve me. I can't live with them. You know, it tells me that my resentment has to be cast out. That doesn't mean I live with them. I manage them. I put them there. They have to be cast out. That's the only way I'm going to be useful to you and to God. Because if I have this stuff there, then I can't hear you. I can only hear me, and I'm in my stuff. I need to clear away this channel. And the behaviors today, I can get to the stuff fast. Like the stuff that are objectionable with me. I don't like behaving like this. So I had to, and I did the whole thing. I sat, I did six and seven, and seven, I had a beautiful experience. Seven, I had a beautiful experience. It says, when ready, we say something like this. My creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. We have now completed step seven. And I'm just going to say the first part of this prayer, we started in step three, when we offered ourselves, right? We offered ourselves. We made a decision to stop playing God or higher power, whatever you want to call it. We made a decision there. And then the way we get through there, we do four, five, six, right? And then seven, we say, God, when ready, take all of me, right? Good and bad. Good and bad. And one of the words that pop up when ready. Because there's times when I'm in pain and I'm like, God, take it all, take it all, take it all. Right. And then when something comes out, I'm like, oh. But honestly, I remember my sponsor saying to me, Sharon, you're human. I'm human. And a lot of times I didn't play like I played the first time. Right. It's always something different. Like my, the story I just told you started at a 10, it went to like a 7. And now that one gave me a sober reference. And a sober reference for me is I can trust God in this space. The words that came out of my mouth weren't my words. What? I said, it don't line up with my spiritual principle. What? That is not, those are not my words. They are now. They are today because of this sober reference. Right? So in step seven, so when ready is important, right? Have all of me. And what that means for me is, right, I used to say, okay, God, take all of me, but I'm holding to my finances and my romantic relationships. Got that. Don't worry about it. And then I was bumping up against the wall until it hurt. Until it hurt. Right. Right. And then it reminds me, this is only so that I can be useful to you and God. To you and God. So I can be useful to you and God. Not so Sharon can climb up the mountain and wave a, or Sharon could see her name in blinking lights. This is so I can be useful to you and to God. That's it. That's it. Right? And then when it says, I go out from here to do your abiding, God's word, right? Because early in this book tells me, I think somewhere near step three, it says, stay close to him and do his work well, right? I have a new employer. I have this new employer. It's my higher power. So I'm to go and do the work well. And I got to make sure that I'm cleared up so I can be useful to you and to God. That's what this whole deal is about. If you knew the Alcoholics Anonymous, I know drinking, you thought, right? It's so I can get this deep, effective relationship with my higher power. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Right? And for me, I get to God through you all. If I can't see you, if I can't have a conversation, if I am stepping on your toes, I'm having a trouble with God. Like, what is my relationship with God like? What is my relationship with God like if I am stepping on the toes of my fellows? Right? So those are the things that I look for in this prayer, right? And if you know, what I do sometimes is I'll pull out the important things that I need, right? And sometimes it's God, have all of me, right? I just want to help you and your kids, right? Sometimes I shortcut it. God, have all of me. I just want to help you and your kids. Please show me how to show up, right? So I go do this thing, right? I step on. And it's funny because it's 30 seconds before I get Sharon's will, like this thing, right? So I say a question, a common question. I say to somebody like, "Hey, what's the process of your amends?" And they say, "Got you, Sonny." And I then go in. I can't stop. And all of a sudden, something that was aligned with God's will quickly become a self-will thing. Because then I start going to why this is, should be done, why you should do it this way, and then all of this stuff. But what's really happening is I feel rejected. I feel rejected. Like this is the stuff that came my objection. Like this ain't got nothing to do with the person. But they rejected something I said. I feel rejected. Sharon feels rejected. I feel wrong. When I feel wrong, So all of a sudden, I see it, right? So I sit down and I do a fourth step, fifth step, sixth, I sit and seven, man. And seven, it says, when ready. And today, the way I feel, I'm like, God, take all of this. Take the knee, take my kid, my son and his mental health illness, take the failed relationships, the take all of this, God. I can't do it. I can't do this. Have all of me, and please. Tell me where you want me to be, what you want me to do. And I sit and I have such a feeling like God is like, well, about time, girl. Aren't you tired? I've been trying to nudge you. I got you. And I've just been clinging and trying to manage. And God is like, I got you. Go out there, help the kids, and you'll be fine. And you'll be fine. So in step seven, and a lot of times people say like, oh, it's only two paragraphs. These are my two paragraph. Like I come back to this. So I do an active 10th step, right? So I'm going through the day. And when I'm bumping up against you, I'm watching for what comes up. And sometimes these objectionable behaviors come up. And I got to see where they are, where I am with this thing. Man, Sharon, you're still doing this thing? I thought you gave it, like, you're still clinging? Are you still clinging? And then, how is this serving you, Sharon? How is this serving you? And most of the time, it's not. And it's either dragging me or doing some type of painful thing that I'm super uncomfortable with. Right? And my higher power is like, all you gotta do is give it to me. Right? Now, and for me, what that also means is because when I go back to six, there was some stuff that I had to do, right? So like I get these opportunities from God, right? That'll show me some objectionable behaviors, right? So when we ask God for patience, the lines in Target get longer. Repeat that. When we ask for patience, the lines in Target get longer. And then I have that 30-second window. Am I going to throw the stuff down and run out? Am I going to try to maneuver and go to, right? What am I going to do? Or am I just going to wait and my turn and be okay with it? Because that's when my objectionable behavior falls from me. It's not the, I no longer have to wait in lines. No. I'm okay when I wait in the lines. That's where the patience come in at, right? That's when I learn to become patient, right? When I ask God to be loving, He sends me the person that is probably the hardest person for me to love, right? And then that's when I have to rely on God, trust and rely on God, and say, God, take all of me. And God says, okay, girl, go out there and do my work. I say, okay, God. Right. I think I'm gonna end there. And I don't know if I said my home group is the Bronx Big Book Study. We meet every single night online for an intensive look at the basic text of our program, Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you so much for allowing me to share today.